Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So here we are, September, back to school and all of that. And even though it was years ago, I was once a little Catholic kid, and I still get the yips around now. Because you were always worried about who your new nun was going to be. Would you get the nice young one or the real old terror who should have been working in a state correctional facility? I think that's why they just put out this new horror movie, The Nun, to prey, pun intended, on those fears. But let me tell you something, pal. My real nuns, they were way scarier than the nun in this movie. And this nun is not new. It's the same nun that haunted and harassed Vera Farmiga in Conjuring 2. And if you didn't know that, you are probably not a fan of the Conjuring universe. So yeah, it's now officially a universe because this is the fourth movie centered around Ed and Lorraine Warren, the real-life, happily married paranormal investigating couple. There have been two Conjurings. There was the one about the doll, Annabelle, and now The Nun. Ed and Lorraine, they make a cameo at the end of The Nun that is actually a scene that's lifted out of the first Conjuring, but don't go there thinking that The Nun is on the same level as that. Sure, it had the biggest box office opening of all of them, but it's basically a cheapy spinoff origin story, and you find out that The Nun is an ancient evil that lives in this decrepit castle convent place in the middle of nowhere, Romania. And when one of the convent's residents hangs herself, word gets back to the Vatican. They sent a priest and a young nun in training to check it out. She has had a bunch of visions in her past, and he's an exorcist, and that all comes into play, along with a local dude named Frenchie. And in short, not a lot happens in the long hallways of this joint, except for a lot of jump-out scares, which do serve a purpose, because when you doze off watching this, they do wake you up with a lot of shocking sounds. Other than those, nothing about the nun will keep you awake at night. Maybe thinking about my own sixth grade nun will do that. I am so sorry I brought it up. I really am. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? You can get those at 93XRT.com on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.